This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Lord, your people as they hear, Lord, I pray that you will plant the seed of your word in every heart, in the mighty name of Jesus. And at the end of it all, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. So, looks like we have some celebrations this week. Birthdays, wedding anniversaries. But I know the calls are going out of town. When you come back, we will still be here. So the birthday and the wedding anniversary, we will come and celebrate after you come back. In the name of Jesus. So 2 weeks ago, I started talking about the astonishing blessings of God. We talked about so many things. I can't go back and re-preach it. You know, but if you were not there, yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. If you were not there, I will encourage you to listen to that message. And last Sunday, let's give it up for Pastor Joyce. She did. Even though it was painful, you still liked it. She was like speaking the truth in a very powerful way. So we thank God for that. I want to start today by saying that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me is not a cliche. And it's not just a Christian lingo. Amen? Because you hear people say, oh, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It is not a cliche and it is not a Christian lingo. It is really an invitation for you to explore all that God has for you. It's telling you that in Christ, there is endless possibilities in Christ. So it's saying to you, you are able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The through Christ is a key word there. It means if you remove through Christ, you cannot do all things. Praise the Lord. So when we were focused on the blessing, it's not like you're going to make the blessing happen for yourself. But through Christ, you are already blessed. So we focused on three scriptures. Very quickly, I'm just going to read those scriptures and then I'll move to what we have for today. I read to you our scripture of the month, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 from the NIV translation. It says, God is able to bless you abundantly. Amen. That is something within the purview of God. He is able to bless you what? Abundantly. Amen? So that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. That sounds really good to me. Amen? That is a scripture to stand on. That is a scripture to profess and confess in the name of Jesus. And then we read Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Proverbs 10:22, the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord makes a person rich. Reading from the New Living Translation. The blessing of the Lord makes a person what? Rich. And he adds no sorrow. So, the blessing of the Lord creates, manufactures, it makes. Amen? And then we read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. From the King James Version, I'm giving the technical people work to do today. It said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power. I want you to take note of power. We're going to talk about it later on. I didn't talk about it last time. But he's the one that gives you what? Power to get wealth. He gives you power to what? To get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto your fathers as it is this day. My goal today is to go through this very quickly and for us to pray. I really would desire for us to pray. I desire for us to pray. Let's continue. So when you read those two verses of scripture that I just read, when you talk about make, to make is a verb, is an action word, right? And to get is also a verb, an action word. And I said the two Hebrew words that are translated make, to make, or to get, are very similar in meaning. So God is saying something to you and I here. And the point of all of this, listen closely to what I have to tell you now. The point of this is I have seen the church transition to a, thank God, I have to recognize Stanley. God bless you. Good to have you in church. Yeah. Hallelujah. So listen to this. The goal of the gospel is not to make you rich. The goal of the gospel is not wealth. Let me even shock you, it's not even health. The goal of the gospel is to bless you. Yes. When you are blessed, within the blessing is the wealth, is the riches, is the health. Everything else you need is inside the blessing. I can't go back and talk about all of those. I gave you what I thought was a pretty good example. Abraham gave Isaac all he had. A famine came. Isaac lost everything. But the blessing began to work for him. The scripture says, and the man waxed great after the blessing. Not based on the inheritance. He lost the inheritance. But the blessing made him great. He was strong. He was living in a foreign country. The people of the land became envious of him. Why? The blessing. The blessing. You know, let me give you an example of this. Another example that I think will help you. The young lady... Continue. I'm posing for your shot. The young lady taking pictures is my daughter. She doesn't need to do anything to qualify to carry my name. She doesn't need to do anything, right, to have a roof over her head. It is my responsibility and duty. When you are in Christ, when you are born again, it is God's responsibility and duty to take care of you. Amen. Because you are a child of God. Amen. So many of us, we have made it about all kinds of things. Let's do 7 days dry fasting and God will do... I don't have any problem with fasting. Amen. Is an exercise to help you build yourself up. Does nothing to God. Does nothing to God. The majority of the things that God does in your life, or God has done in your life, you just stop for a moment and think about it. You didn't pray about them. You didn't pray. In fact, if God decides that all needs are met, some people will not be able to pray anymore. Because all your prayer is asking, God give me this, God give me that, the lady at work, the other one, and all of this. If God removes the devil, there's no more devil. Some people will have no prayer life. Because all your prayer is you are fighting the devil. Every demon, I throw... bazooka, you are killing what does not exist. Amen? Amen. Some people will not have prayer life. Can I ask you a good question this morning?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hopefully you have an answer for me. In the Garden of Eden, right? when God will come in the cool of the day and fellowship with the children of Israel. Adam and Eve. He will come spend time with them. Right? Can somebody tell me what you think the prayer point of Adam could have been? What do you think Adam's prayer point was? Give me a car? Nothing. He didn't have any prayer point. What am I saying to you? What God requires of you is spending time with Him. Fellowship. Fellowship. Spending quality time. I praise you. I praise you, oh Lord. I praise you. I praise you. Ooh, oh Lord. In my life, I see what you're doing
one more time.
Lift my hands in praise of your name. I lift my hands in praise of your name. Friends, God desires to spend time with you. Who prayed for Jesus to come and die for us? Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying don't pray. But I'm just saying get it right. And when you are praying, stop praying for stuff that is not missing. Stuff you already have. Stuff you already have. If your life is pleasing to God, you have access to everything God has. Everything. Everything. Power. Everything, influence, favor, mercy, everything that is in God, you have access. That was not what I was going to talk about, but let's continue now. Let's continue. Listen to this. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. The Bible says, for all creation is what? All creation is what? Eagerly doing what? Waiting for the future day when God will reveal His children, who His children really are. There is something so awesome about your life, something God wants to show you off. There's something so magnificent about my life that God wants to display for the world to see. Now we have ministries that are built around prayer. Prayer ministry. With deliverance ministry. And all of those kind of things. We have made gods of men. God, the time you spend doing all of those things and joining those prayer lines, just spend time in God's presence. I say, Lord, here I am. I love you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done. Oh, I remember this over there is not done, but I know you know already. Because you are my God. You know, acknowledge who God is in your life. Amen? Amen. The Bible says all of the whole world is waiting for you to show those blessings in your life. For them to see. They want to know God, but the only way they will know God is by seeing you. There's so much in you, you have no idea. That is why the time you spend doing all of those things, if you just carry your Bible and read your Bible, study your Bible, that you may know Him. That's what we're going to be praying about. That you may catch a true glimpse of who God is. It will transform your life. I'm telling you the honest truth. All those things, excuse me, since the day you have been binding and killing the devil. If you already killed him, why are you still killing him today? You sent bomb. You sent nuclear bomb to the camp of the enemy. You decimated the camp of the enemy. Last week, during that deliverance prayer, you did that. Why are you still praying the same thing today? If they are already decimated, why are you fighting them? If they are dead, you shouldn't have any demon to fight today, because you already killed them. You know, we have gotten so emotional. Oh my goodness. God must be saying this for somebody. Because this is not, I'm not following my notes right now. Watch this. God wants your attention. He wants to spend time with you. If you ask me what is most important to God, it's not your prayer. It's your communion. It's you coming down, settling down. Too many people are too busy for God to speak to them. The breakthrough you need is in the place of quietness. The scripture says, in quietness shall be your strength. Just spend time with him. You are not asking for anything. You are not requesting anything. You are just there, you and God, and say, Lord, what's good? What's good? Or you can just stand in front of the mirror. I say, Lord, you did well. Look. Yes, amen. Look at this thing that you have made. The Bible, I'm telling you the truth. Psalm 139, the Bible says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Do you know that? Do you see yourself as such? Look in the mirror and thank God for this great work he did. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Many of us have given up on spending time with God for what we call prayer. You can do 12 hours of marathon prayer. Oh, Father, you are spitting fire from your eyes, from your every hole is spitting fire. But you are still in the same situation. Excuse me, which prayer did Mark Zuckerberg pray for him to become a billionaire? If it is money. Or Jeff Bezos. Or any of those guys. Spend time with God. The one thing that qualifies you and myself, I call it our distinctive. Our distinctive that uniquely separates us from the rest of the world is not money, clearly. Because the richest people in terms of finances in the world today, they are not born again Christians. So our distinctive cannot be money. Our distinctive cannot be assets. Our distinctive is our covenant with God. Our relationship with God. And you know all that God asks of you and I? All he asks of us is obedience. Is obedience. It's obedience. If you cannot obey, the Bible says, if you love me, you will obey my commandment. Can you start with that? And let's watch how the direction of your life will go. Let's see if there will be improvement. Can we try that? You just make up your mind and say, Lord, I'm going to study your word. And every word that I see, every discovery I make from the scripture, I determine to obey. I'm going to live my life to please you. That is what God requires of us. That's what he requires of us. And he wants to show you off. He wants to show me off. In the name of Jesus. So I say, what is a blessing? I'm going to go through this very quickly so we can pray. What is a blessing? Friends, make no mistake about it. A blessing is an empowerment by God. God empowering you to accomplish certain things. Think about Samson. God empowered him. He did extraordinary things. Amen. Think about Joseph. Think about Daniel. All of those kind of stuff is empowerment by God. When God blesses you, it gives you an empowerment to prosper. You will prosper. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Deuteronomy 8:18 that we have read, he said, he is the one that gives you power to get wealth. I told you that Hebrew word, to get, is to make, to manufacture, to create. He's the one that gives you empowerment to create wealth. The Bible says he will give you wisdom for witty inventions. Mark Zuckerberg started that Facebook thing on campus with his friends to exchange something, and then he saw that there's opportunity here. He dropped out of school. Today is a billionaire. What you need is an idea from God. I empathize and sympathize with those that have to do double and triple shift to make ends meet. And I empathize with you, especially if you are not doing it because you are living what I call oversized life. If you are spending more than you're making, there's a problem with that. That's not the devil. Okay? You just need to be wise. You need to know that I don't make enough money to do that. And then you change to this. Pastor Joyce was saying last Sunday that some children are complaining their parents shop at Walmart. It's because they are sensible people. They know what they can afford. Until you start working and you know you can go to where else? Even I don't go to Neiman Marcus. At least not yet. Let's come back. Let's come back. Before I get derailed. Watch this. It says it gives you power to get wealth. The blessing of the Lord upon your life is an empowerment to prosper. You will prosper. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Your prosperity is not dependent on people liking you. Your fruitfulness is not dependent, it's not a liking competition. You know? Somebody told me a story. When he was in Nigeria, he was the IT rep for a regional company, West African ECOWAS. It was IT whatever for like the CFO, something for ECOWAS. So he will come to America to shop, to buy computer wares and things like that. When he comes, I mean, there's specific places he goes to. So they knew him. They knew him very well. Whenever he showed up, they had no problem pronouncing his name. They had no problem understanding his thick accent. You know what? Money talks. It doesn't matter whether they like him or they hate him. When he shows up, they must respond to him. When he shows up, they must respond to him. So he decided to relocate to America, to live in America. All of a sudden, when he speaks, they're going, excuse me? Pardon? What did you say? Can you say that again? Now they don't understand him anymore. They can't pronounce his name. His name became, how do you say your name again? Look. It is not a liking competition. When the blessing of the Lord is upon your life, it doesn't matter who likes you and who hates you. Genesis 29, verse 31. Genesis 29:31. The Bible says, when the Lord saw that Leah was unloved. KJV said, when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, it's a strong word, he opened her womb. He opened her womb. The Bible says there was a conspiracy against her. She was hated. But God opened her womb. She became fruitful. It doesn't matter who likes you. It doesn't matter who hates you. God will make a way for you.
Amen.
The blessing of the Lord is an empowerment for you to succeed. You know, the problem with too many people, because we don't know God, that's why we're going to pray. That God, we may know God. Most people don't know God. So you have belittled God and brought him down to the level of your circumstances. That, with the current trend of things, the way things are going, this can never happen, and that will never happen. Please, if you don't understand, just say, I don't know how God will do it, but somehow I will be all right. Somehow, what? I will be all right. Why? Because I am the blessed of the Lord. I'm the blessed of the Lord. Daniel, you read in Daniel chapter 1, they were taking slaves from Israel to Babylon. The Bible says the king sorted them and said, okay, these ones look like they are smart. Put them to the side. You know? And go feed them and all of this kind of stuff. Daniel and his three buddies decided we're not going to eat of the king's portion. He said, don't worry about it. We will take responsibility for our lives. If at the end of your testing, whatever, if we don't do well, then we will settle for what you have to offer. The Bible says at the end of it, they were 10 times smarter than the other guys. Slaves. Excuse me. Slaves. 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 Joseph. Joseph was a slave prisoner. He was a slave. And then on top of it, he was in prison. He became the prime minister. The blessing will speak for you. Pastor Cole preached a message 2 Sundays or 3 Sundays ago talking about you are not sinning because, no, you are not suffering because of your sin, but your suffering is causing you to sin. Because in your difficult situation, you are accusing God. God, where are you? God, look at my life. Everything is all messed up and jacked up. Where are you? And I'm supposed to be a born again Christian. You are sinning. You are accusing God. The Bible says Joseph in Potiphar's house, he prospered. Why? Because God was with him. He, as a slave, God did not deliver him from being taken into slavery. Many of us, our only prayer is that God will deliver us, that thing will not happen. It is in that trouble that God will give you the breakthrough.
Yeah.
So anything that goes bad is the devil. How will Joseph get to the throne? Will they come and look for him in Judah and say, oh, come, the king had a dream. God was setting him up for success. Where you are right now that you call suffering is a setup for your increase. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter, even if it is suffering. I have an eternal hope. I have an eternal hope. I have hope that after all said and done, I'm going to reign with Christ in eternity. So even if I am suffering, it is okay. Because I know my end is guaranteed. I'm not living my life based on the temporal things. Don't misunderstand me. I told you many times, I like enjoyment. Say with my wife. Praise Jesus. Many people, when things are not going right, because you don't have that deep connection, relationship with God, you doubt God. You take steps that are not in line with His will for your life. I guarantee you, it does not matter what my wife does. I know her. I know her heart. You know, so I might be mad at, why would she say that? Why would she do that? But I'm not going to reject her. I'm just waiting to hear the rest of the story. That, babe, what happened? Why did you do that? You know, that hurt me. This and that. You know, God has your best interest at heart. If you're saved, if you're born again. Amen?
Amen.
The blessing of the Lord is an empowerment to prosper. Is an empowerment to succeed. Did you know that, I forgot how many kings now, I think like four or five. Daniel survived like four or five kings in Babylon. In fact, the king had precedence over jurisdictions. Daniel, the slave, was the president of the presidents. Amen. A slave rose to become the president of a district, and he was made the president over the other presidents that were in Egypt. The blessing of the Lord can locate you regardless of what your circumstances are. Let me conclude so we can pray. Your relationship with God positions you for transformation. Your relationship with God, what? God delivered me in many years ago with this thought. The day I looked at myself and I said to myself, doesn't matter if I die. Because if I die, I go to heaven. A lot of fears dissipated from my life. Why? I'm in Christ. If heaven indeed is better than this earth, why are we afraid to die? There are only two ways to make it to heaven. It's either you die and go to heaven, or Jesus comes and take you home. Unless rapture comes, the only way to heaven is death. Yeah. So why are you afraid to die? The day I said that to myself is I became free. Because all those things, the way they have controlled many lives is with the fear of death. Oh, that woman that is trying to kill you in the village, and the man under the tree in the village that is trying to kill you. Hey, kill me now. I go to heaven. It's shortcut to heaven. Shortcut to heaven. So go and try. Do whatever you want to do. Heaven. Praise the Lord. Friends, the Bible says, that's right. Galatians chapter 3, 13 and 14. Let's read it very quickly. It says, but Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who hung on a tree. Verse 14, through Christ. Somebody say, through Christ. If you are in Christ, if you are born again, it says through Christ, God has done what?
Bless.
Say it like you mean it now.
Bless.
Say it like you mean it.
Bless.
Through Christ, God has blessed the Gentiles. Unless you are a natural born Jew, you are a Gentile. He's talking about me.
He's talking about you. Hallelujah. He said, through Christ, God has blessed the Gentiles with the same blessing he promised to Abraham.
You know, initially I wanted us to pray the blessings of Abraham. But we will pray that another day.
Amen?
Amen.
So that we who are believers might receive the promised Holy Spirit through faith. Please rise to your feet.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.